Welcome back, Army of Dummies. We're here.
Yeah.
For now, because the power has been flickering. There's a big storm outside.
It's been a little in and out, which is also what happened last week.
That's why we weren't here last week, because neither one of us had power.
No.
Yeah. I mean, more importantly, I didn't have power, because that's where we are.
Yeah, it would have been cooler if you did, because I just would have came here and left my entire family in the dark.
Yep, left them in the dark. Here's some batteries. Find a flashlight. Get it. I'm leaving.
There's a generator.
Yeah. Why anybody doesn't have a generator, I have no idea.
Oh, Lord. I didn't have one for a long time.
Get one.
And you told me that.
I did. And I'm telling everybody else that, too. We're back. And some people have been waiting for it.
Some person has been waiting.
One person has said,
which is cool enough for me.
You guys come back with a vengeance after you've been off a week. So and
here we're going to bring the heat. Rising from the ashes. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
So if you're new to the show, we want you to know who we are. Mm-hmm. And I'm Kevin Wire, your host.
I'm Matt Saunders, the assistant host.
Huh? He's moving up.
That is another upgrade.
That is a promotion.
That is, dude.
A bro-motion.
Yeah. Chest bump you right now. Bro-motion. If I could, I would chest bump you from behind.
Again?
Yeah.
You left a bruise last time.
He's back.
He's back, guys. So
just to get everybody a little, we're going to talk about a full car.
Okay. We got four segments this week, right?
Mustaches.
Got you.
Power outages, which we kind of
touched on that, but that was a preview.
And working off.
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
And don't forget, America's favorite podcast segment, $100 ideas. And you will notice that the Captain Morgan barrel ideas has been retired.
Yep, it finally. I mean, it had a good run.
Oh, it like, popped off too many times.
Oh yeah, I mean, you get to a certain age, just can't pop off.
You can't pop off no more. I'm not at that age yet.
No, that's a problem for us because we still want it. We still want those ideas.
Yes,
and they just can't provide it.
I thought you meant we just want to pop off more.
Oh,
because
we're still talking about barrel.
Yeah.
Barrel O?
No, I still want to pop him. I want to pop him off. Yeah.
Old Barrel O?
Old Barrel O.
He was Irish, wasn't he?
But we got the new cigar box.
Can you see it?
I can see it.
Yeah, man.
Street Taco.
It's Rojas.
Rojas.
Street Tacos.
Street Tacos. That's where we're going to be pulling the hundies from now.
And by street taco, we mean.
Yeah.
The old...
Y'all know what that means. The old smokable taco is what I'm saying.
The old... Uh-huh. Funny taquito. Oh my god. Okay.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah,
right.
We know.
Okay.
If it's your first time here, make sure you join that army of dummies. Bing. Subscribe, press that like button, hit the notification bell. You know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what has been going on? We've been gone 2 weeks. We haven't even seen each other.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other, and that's been the biggest problem.
Yeah, it's
for me.
Really been really.
It's been tough.
Rough going.
It's been tough.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, just seeing the people in my own house.
I know, dude. Go ahead and say it.
Oof.
Or work people.
I told you I've been working at flea market.
Uh-huh.
And yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah. That's that girl's name, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That neighbor lady. Miss Yeesh.
Miss Yeesh.
Yeah. She never shuts up.
Mm.
Some people never shut up.
Yeah, they just...
They tell you everything that's on their mind, regardless if anyone wants to hear.
They'll sing part of a song. Lyric.
Oh, yeah. Just one lyric over and over.
Oh, yeah. That's the only part I remember.
That's the best part of the song. That's the best part.
I can't think of the end.
I don't even know the name of it. You've heard it. It's been on the radio.
The one line that you're singing is the name. Okay?
The name of the song.
Lady. Hey. Yeesh.
Yeah. And it's not even like a whole song. It's just Jason Derulo. And that's it. And she thinks that's the song.
Is she just calling for somebody?
No, that's the guy that sings sings it. He just yells his name out at the beginning of the song.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
It's like
2 Chainz.
Oh, yeah. Most black you know, singers,
yeah,
rappers and stuff do it.
Yeah, you gotta let them know.
You know, not a lot of white singers do that.
Yeah,
you know,
like, it's not like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Taylor Swift in the building.
She should do
2020 20-02-3.
She, yeah, you know, she could pull that off.
That's maybe. She probably could. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, that's something else they don't do a lot in like in rap anymore. Used to be they would definitely say their name a bunch of times, and they would always tell you what year it is.
Yeah,
you know, and rhyme it, you know, or make it cool like
Snoop Dogg
20-06 or
yeah, like 99 plus 4 pennies
plus 4 pennies.
That shit up.
You know,
like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah, he was cool when he did.
I know. It's like if I said that, I just did, and it sounded stupid.
Yeah, but they did it every year. It was like,
yeah, you had to let them know.
Yeah.
Cause so when
we're back in time for 89, and you know,
oh, fuck, dude,
a little late for 88.
All, that kind it all of had shit. To rhyme, yeah.
Yeah, it all had to be like it didn't make sense. Just had to rhyme, you know. Dropping a dime in 09,
yeah.
Or something.
Which, yeah, you wouldn't think.
Yeah,
doesn't really
make sense.
Yeah.
So that's been our life recently.
Yeah,
boring as shit.
Yeah,
and working. Well,
yeah, I'm working. We have, like, we gamed it up a little bit.
Yeah, we played a game. We played DayZ. If anybody plays DayZ, don't try to get me to play with you because I won't.
Because he's not going
to
do it.
Yeah. Had three people last night try to, like, invited me into their party.
Are you serious, though?
And I was like, "Who do you know who I am?
Are you serious? You said I'm fucking famous."
I was like, and I was just like, yeah.
That pisses me off when people try to talk to me.
Yeah. And well, me too. Like, yeah. I don't know you, dude.
Yeah, like I know you see me every day.
And your gamer tag was I'll kill you.
Was it?
Something like
420.
That. Yeah. But it was like
you did.
I don't trust that. You know?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't.
Nah.
Yeah.
But I don't even chat with people.
Oh, I don't either.
Unless it's like you.
Yeah.
The people I'm in the game with.
I don't even like doing that. I tell you all the time, hey, I'm gonna go pee.
Yeah.
I just sit on the couch and keep playing.
You peed for like an hour the other night. Yeah. I thought something was wrong.
I kept hearing you.
Yeah. I was like, he's not. He's still peeing. But his character's running around.
But he's playing still.
Yeah. Maybe
he dropped the controller or something.
Maybe the dog's playing. You know, maybe.
I got a smart dog.
He's chewing on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is more like.
Yeah. Your character's like.
Chopping a tree down or something. Yeah.
So, all right. Let's get on to what people actually came for. They don't care about all that shit. And it is.
$100 idea. Where we come up with a new product or service that we feel will change the world and make up to $100.
Oh, yeah.
It's something different.
Something different. Shortened her up.
It's kind of like a historic thing.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, because
we skipped by the fact that Barilo is up there.
Yeah.
Was his name O-Ideas, like it was Irish or something?
Yeah, he was Irish.
Yeah.
He drank a lot.
Barrel. O-Ideas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. All
right. So.
So now we're going to go on to.
Oh, yeah. Street Taco.
What? Are we just going to call it Street Taco?
I mean, we call it Rojas.
We're calling it Rojas. What you got for me, Rojas? Yeah.
Slide it up, Rojas.
Reach my hand inside of you.
Oh, you put your hand in this box, dude.
You're double folded.
Double folded?
Yeah. I can never remember.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yep.
Rojas,
so you saw it.
Fisting.
He's going to pull one of my ideas, and we're going to see what happens.
Here we go.
There's bound to be a classic in there somewhere. By the stunned look on his face.
I don't know what that says.
In the spirit,
read it.
Oh, yeah. You can't see the eye very well. That's a bidet.
Oh.
It's a laser bidet.
Uh-huh.
And for the people that don't know what a bidet is.
Well, I didn't know what it was spelled.
I know. I had to look it up to spell it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said it.
I was like, what's a later bidet? A liger bidet.
Liger bidet.
Is that a G or an S?
Yeah. So, you know, bidet is like you sit down, do your business, you hit a button, and it squirts water up your butthole.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you make that face, though?
Because I don't like it. I don't like bidets.
You tried it?
Uh-huh. Once.
It's colder.
No, it's warm.
See, that's nice, man.
No, that's nice. I'd rather it be cold.
Just a bunch of warm fluids just shooting up in there.
That's the part I didn't like.
Really?
which is weird.
Yeah.
I think it was the delivery system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just
Where's your bidet?
That's a gay bidet.
A good day.
A good
day.
Yeah.
Okay, this is getting better.
You get squirted down under. That's what happens.
Yeah, they're down their knees in front. What are you doing, man?
Cleaning your... Hey.
I got shit.
What do you think I'm doing? It's a gay bidet, dude.
Okay.
I'm Steve. I'm your gay bidet.
Have we offended enough people?
Maybe not.
Let's do the laser bidet.
Yeah, so... normally you got water splashing up and it's like,
yeah,
and it's supposed to like be better because you know, it's like, oh, don't use toilet paper, use a bidet. Well, what am I going to do is to wipe the water off my ass with?
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't just dry. There's not a,
ooh, yeah. Like I had like a ball dryer and stuff,
you know, comes out like at the car wash, you know, it's a,
goes around. Hits the side of like a 2 liter.
Some people got a higher pitch than others, but at the gay bidet it sounds like a tuba.
How much water is in that?
I mean, a lot, it's, I think. I don't know where it goes after.
Yeah, just does it stay in there?
Stay in there?
Do you really have to pee after?
Oh yeah.
Does it just, you know, take a turn at Albuquerque?
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh.
But I didn't like it when I tried it because I was like, I'm all wet now.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel a little violated.
Yeah.
And excited. But so a laser bidet, I had this idea when I was watching somebody online get a tattoo removed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They use a laser.
Yeah. It hurts, I think.
Yeah. But they're taking out some
stuff
under
the skin. Yeah.
This is surface level.
That's true. Yeah. You know? That's true.
They're not, it's not invasive at all. So you get done and it goes, it just lasers all your poop away.
Dude.
And all the hair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. You're getting a two for two.
Oh, yeah. You're staying. Yep.
You're getting a two for two. So I was thinking, like that's the cool version for like home.
You know, well, yeah.
But like,
yeah, you're gonna have an industrial version.
Well, if you're at the bar,
oh yeah,
you know, like with your boys, and you're like, man, I gotta go shit.
Right.
You go in, you're just dump it out, you know.
Oh yeah.
But you can like lean your head up against the wall, and it's got glasses, okay, and it's like a game.
Oh, you can like steer it.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, dude.
Fucking home version.
Yeah.
At the bar.
It's like Santa poop. It's just you're just like,
yeah, and you can, well, yeah.
Plus, you know what I'm saying?
Unless you get a good look at your own butthole.
Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah, because you never know. You're like, what is, oh.
It's all about men's health.
Dude. Yep. And you know what it could also do? Get rid of hemorrhoids.
That would be fantastic.
You know? You just like, dude, boost it up a little bit. Get rid of that asteroid.
Yeah. You play asteroids. I mean, it writes itself.
It writes itself.
I had a hemorrhoid the other
day. Okay.
It's been about a week. It's almost gone.
Yeah.
Okay. He's, you know, he's moving out.
Yeah. He's like, out of here.
But
lease is up.
There is. They're not fun, dude.
No.
They are not. It just makes you think twice about pooping every time.
Yeah.
You know?
You're
like, man, I gotta. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, like, you know what? I can hold it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But yeah, you can get rid of that with the laser bidet.
Yeah. You gotta put a little extra money in it.
Well, yeah, man, that's,
you know,
quarter. You gotta dial up the laser just a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not taking care of
certain. It just shoots it off.
Well, burns it out. Yeah.
I mean, what?
You know, it could just slice it.
Just clean cut and cauterize
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you don't get the blood anymore.
Yeah. You know what? I would do it for that. That's a good trade-off.
I would do it just for the cleaning part.
Oh, absolutely, though.
You don't have to wipe. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
The only problem.
There's a problem with it?
The only problem that I haven't figured out a way around yet is the smell.
Yeah.
I mean, burnt shit and burnt hair.
Yeah, burnt shit, hair, and hemorrhoid.
You know,
that is
a
goulash.
That is a smorgasbord of of sense.
That's three words all smorgasbord together.
And three spells all smorgasbord together. Yeah, so, you know, maybe it's got to have something. It's got
some type of scented blast.
Maybe,
you know.
Maybe it's a laser, like a Febreze laser.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, we got to do something. Because
then you
there.
Could choose your scent.
That'd be cool, man. You know?
It doesn't also, it also blasts away odor. Yeah.
This thing is fantastic. It's
fantastic.
Yeah.
Laser bidets are going to be the future.
Yeah, really.
You know, we're going to run out of water at some point.
So oh, absolutely.
Have to,
so
all we're going to have is robots.
And all we're going to have is lasers. So we're going to drink lasers.
Yeah.
We're
gonna, yeah. I mean, you're going to have laser everything, dude.
It's probably true.
But I would use a laser bidet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, in the future, because men are disgusting.
Well, yeah, and so are women.
Get it right. And women are too.
Yeah.
Man, in the future.
Like a women's laser bidet would have two. You know?
Yeah, man.
It's taking care of everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It gets rid of poop. It gets rid you of don't hair.
Have to, you said everything. We know what that includes. Okay.
All right.
I mean, and saying. It's all disgusting. Okay.
I got you. All you right.
Know? But it could do a little, like, you know, tampon rotation.
And, well, yeah. You know, or like just kinda cauterizing period stuff.
Of tubes.
Of, yeah. Of
whatever.
Of fallopians.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That sounds like an alien.
A fallopian. Yeah. Looks like an alien.
I mean, yeah. You've been in there.
Kind of. Looks like a face hugger.
Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Okay. So, yeah.
All right.
What would you guys think about the laser bidet?
Pew, pew.
Leave it in the comments down below.
Yeah.
If you think that that's a good idea or not. But it is.
But it's a good idea.
So it's a definitely good idea.
Yeah.
So
quit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's move on to story number one.
Story number one. Oh, we're just going in order then.
Just going in order.
All right, that's cool. All right. I teased this about a extremely full car.
Okay.
And I want to explain it.
All right.
I was at Robert Evans, the restaurant.
Okay, right. Senior. Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Evans. And we walk out to the truck. We're leaving.
Okay.
And I look over at the car that's parked next to me.
Right.
And it is a four-door Ford Focus.
Okay, midsize.
Hatch, you know, like wagon.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Ish.
Right.
Right? The five-door.
It's like a five-door.
The five-door. Yep. I should have taken a picture of it.
It seats, like, five comfortably.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Five regular people comfortably.
Yeah.
Normally, there's an uncomfortability person in the back. Okay.
You ain't. No, this is going different. How many people you think could fit in this car?
Could fit. Okay.
With the amount of things in the car. There's things in the car.
Those things in the car. I mean, six if they're on meth.
Okay. One if they're on meth is the correct answer. There was so much shit in this car.
Oh, so it was like a...
It was groceries.
Right.
And like
trash
and shit. It was the entire hatch.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't see out of the back.
To ceiling.
Yeah.
Back seat. You couldn't open the doors.
Oh,
roll the windows down.
Yeah.
Nothing. Front seat.
Dash.
Console. They had just enough room to like sit. There was a fucking half gallon of eggnog.
That's a
seasonal item.
And it's alcoholic. You can't drink it. You can't drink a drop with eggnog.
That's a seasonal item, dude. That's been in there for 3 months.
And it needs to be refrigerated. It's got a cheese nog by this point.
It's bad even if you refrigerate it.
Yeah, it's called nog, dude.
What is a nog?
I don't know. I'm not putting it in my
Nobody
mouth.
Nobody knows. And
I did. Yeah. Hey, dude. I'm going to put some of my nog in your mouth.
Dude.
No. That is a... That's definitely a penis.
Or what comes out of one.
That's what they used to call it way back in the day before they had nogs. Words.
Like caveman?
Yeah.
Nog.
Nog.
Whole nog.
Mouth no.
Up hole. No. Eat hole. Eat knock.
Pardon me, we'll be right back.
So stupid. I mean, what the fuck? We have been talking about
All right. Shit. Okay. You can do it with every hole.
I know, it's all funny. It's all funny. Okay. All right. That came from eggnog, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking about a full car, and that's how we got there.
Yes. Okay.
But anyway, it was just insane how full
I've
this
seen,
car
I've
was.
I've seen cars like that.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, you just go. Does at some point they just go, you know what? I'm never cleaning it. So why don't I just keep throwing shit in there?
Yeah. But like, you can't even live out of that car because all you can do is sit in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, dude. It was insane. But made for a fantastic
side
joke.
Story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen cars like that. And you just go, what? How? Yeah. And then you go, if that's not where they live,
what is their house?
Well, yeah. Oh, dude.
They just have just enough room to
shimmy through
yep.
and poop and shimmy through and sleep.
And sleep.
And yeah. Watch TV. That's all you need, really.
There's eggnog in every every room.
Just fucking nog.
Just nogging it out.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So
let's move on.
Let's move on.
Everybody's favorite facial hair.
Yeah. The mustache.
The mustache.
Yeah.
Now,
someone out there is gonna be like, not my favorite.
Well,
I like eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
So I don't know if it happens with other people.
Okay. I'll let you
know. This is kind of a question.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. But every time that I see a man with a mustache,
okay,
I always assume it's a joke. Like a bit. Like he's doing a bit.
Like he just has a mustache. No beard or anything.
Yeah.
So just
like just a single just like cop mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always just assume
you
that
just
he's
think, like he lost a bet.
Yeah, or he's just like doing it because he knows it's hilarious.
Right. He's like, or he's trying to piss off his wife or something.
Yeah, but it's like
because
some guys like it.
Well, yeah, gay guys are like straight mustaches, I think. But some guys can't just pull it off. Like Tom Selleck pulled off. That's about it.
About it.
You know? Yeah. I mean, there's a.
About it.
Like, there's a comedian that, Andrew Schultz, right? Uh-huh. Now. He has a stash, like, right now, and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's a comedian. So he's, like, doing it as a bit.
I don't think he is. I think he's doing it because he thinks it looks good.
Well, it's probably one of those things, like, secretly, he's like, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm a comedian. So, like,
right. If it doesn't work. Yeah,
you know, like, I like it because I think it looks good, yeah. But I'm just gonna play off like it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, man. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, see, I saw like
now I did
one
it.
Of the bosses at work has oh, yeah. one, and I'm like,
yeah, like, ooh.
I mean, dude, and it's thick.
Oh, a thick one.
Oh, it's yeah. wonderful.
Oh yeah, he's probably got to comb it.
Yeah, but I'm like, if you're gonna do that though, just do like a whole beard.
Oh,
a whole
yeah.
whole goatee. It all looks
yeah,
good.
Yeah, dude, do that. Do this. You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's looking good.
You know,
dude.
I rocked just the thin mustache in high school.
Because that's all you had.
That's all I could do.
You know, sometimes that's all you have.
Yep. I took care of it.
That's what you
it
want.
It was nice.
Was just like?
Not really. It was not good looking.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard, though. Like when you're young and you start getting any facial hair, you're like, oh,
yeah, like, okay, hey,
cool. Who's, hey-o.
Who's manning up now?
Yeah, that's look at right.
You play with it.
Oh, yeah. You know? It's like two hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, y'all look see
that.
It?
Look at that.
Y'all see it, girl? It's eighth grade.
There's more. Where that came from. I
don't, actually, there's not.
There's not. Well, no, eighth grade, dude, there was friends of mine that were just all full bearded out, you know,
yeah,
just hair everywhere, and I was like,
yeah, I was like, excuse me,
I was like, fellas, what are you? Are you too hot in that sweater?
yeah, that one kid had like it's the thickest sideburns you ever saw. Like he intentionally grew them all the way down, and they were like huge.
Yeah,
like chops.
The guy I hung out with, he was. You know, he looked like an adult in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
And just full beard, like, you know, and
I still don't look
ram, like an just adult. Just a got in trouble all the time, but whatever. But all the girls were like, oh, he's so hot.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
You know, well, he was in eighth grade and he was banging the senior co-op girl that worked in the office.
Hell yes, dude.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude.
He had a full grown wiener.
She was. Wasn't he? She was. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He had a full grown wiener. Yeah.
He mooned me one time.
It was his dick?
Yeah.
That's not a moon, dude.
Well,
it's a waxing crescent.
It was an eclipse, is what it was. But I was walking down the hallway and they were like, hey, Kevin. And I turned around and they were in the bathroom. One guy was holding the door open and he was like, full down.
Yeah.
Know, and just. Everything was hanging, and I was like,
damn,
what is that? Did you shit? Is that a turd? But I was like, okay, and
okay,
yeah, I stared a little too long, I think.
Well, but you're trying to figure out what it is,
yeah, first, like, what are you showing me?
Yeah, you just got caught in it,
yeah,
you know,
I was like, oh,
before you could understand it, you just understood it too much,
yeah, it's really how it turned out. And it scarred me for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because
it's scarring me.
For years, I'd bend over and look at my own in the mirror.
Yeah, like, what does it look like?
Yeah.
Then you just keep bending.
Yeah.
Your head's, like, on the floor.
Yeah.
You're still, like...
It doesn't seem...
It's not happening. Yeah. Maybe...
Maybe I needed somebody else to look at it.
Was someone holding his legs?
No, they're just holding the door, and... He, you know...
Dude...
He was a pro at it.
Yeah, to be in eighth grade and have a piece like that, my lord.
Yeah. I was like envious.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And like a man's dick and a man's beard in eighth
in
grade.
In a child's body.
In a
actually, he looked like a man.
Yeah, probably.
So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, right now, though, I'm so much better looking than that guy.
Than that guy? Oh, yeah.
He went.
Yeah, yeah.
Downhill.
Yeah, but you know what stayed? Big old hoggy.
Big old hog. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He rides a motorcycle.
Pig, he's got pinned
it's
up.
In the sidecar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's deformed.
He puts goggles on
it. I think he's deformed.
Yeah.
Well, goggle.
Monocle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, okay. So yeah, mustaches.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Yeah, put comments down there. Ladies.
Yeah.
Lady fans,
you like the straight,
you like the thick old stash?
Like that caterpillar on the lip?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, do you want a little extra bottom hair with it?
Yeah, you need a little.
You want the shirt and the pants.
You need a little,
you know.
Chinny chin chin, you know.
Yeah, you need that whole ensemble, you know, not just the top, you know, let your face run around like Winnie the Pooh.
And Donald Duck. Just a shirt on. Well, okay, are we still doing
it? I don't know.
All right.
So
we kind of talked about power outages a little bit.
Yeah, because we weren't sure. Right as soon as we got started, everything went dark.
He got everything ready. We sat down. We're bullshitting. And we're like,
ah. Yeah.
And it was lightning.
Yeah, dude. Out,
man.
It's storming pretty good here.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, ooh, shit. I was thinking, how often do cars get struck by lightning, you think?
I don't think they do they?
Yeah, somebody always told me, like, the rubber.
Because they got rubber tires.
Grounded.
I imagine it's probably happened in the
past.
In the past.
Yeah. You wear rubbers on your feet.
It's true.
People get struck by lightning.
People get struck by lightning.
More than you think.
A lot of people need to get struck by
lightning. Yeah, I saw them get like a cool looking tattoo, like a white, like zoop. It like zaps your skin a little bit.
Yeah.
You get like a cool tattoo.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you burn wood and it like.
Yeah.
That would be badass, skin, dude. Though. That would be badass.
Yeah.
It's like scars, though. It's not like.
Oh, tattoo. Yeah. You're just like, what happened to your arm? You're like, the earth tried to kill me. And it didn't work. It
didn't work.
I told him, maybe next year.
Maybe next storm. It's like, damn, dude, what do? Throw lightning bolts for a living? Yeah.
Kind of.
I catch him. I throw him back.
Yeah.
I threw it right up Thor's head.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I'm going to tattoo a Zeus right beside of it, like holding on to it.
Yeah.
Cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Cows are
but
all in that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cows, you said. Yeah.
But the power goes out a lot here, dude.
Yeah.
Like that's
hence the generator.
Yeah, I mean, but that's something that maybe a lot of people don't deal with. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
really happen in big cities and stuff, right?
Well, when it does, it's like national news.
Oh, yeah. A brownout.
There was a brownout. There was, you know, power's out for 3 hours in New York City. It's like.
That's pretty crazy, right? You know,
it was out for over 30 hours last weekend here.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
You know, and we're just like, you know, you fill up the generator three times.
Yeah,
and,
there you go.
You know. You got your refrigerator and your freezer going, and you got a light, and you got your TV and your internet.
And a phone charger, yeah.
And a phone, you know, and yeah.
That's all you need.
And we're like, cool. And the rest of the time, we got like lamps and candles and,
yep.
You know, luckily it wasn't too cold or too hot.
Yeah, it kind of worked out on like a nice enough day to where.
Yeah, we do get back in the, you know, early 1800s with our water situation.
Oh, yeah, that part sucks.
We have a well, yep. And, you know, it doesn't run off the generator yet. So, you know, we got buckets of water, you know, you poop in the toilet and then you dump that in there to flush.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
So, I got to go empty that bucket.
Yeah, you might want to empty them buckets when you get home. So, yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to do that better, too.
Yeah.
But
I have a terrible setup at the house. I need to do something with it because I'm just running extension cords.
Yeah. I rewired the house.
Oh yeah. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get this long ass, like 100-foot extension cord. And it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Anyway. Yeah. Power just are a lot around here.
And the time. Yeah. Mine goes out.
And what's funny is last like 3 months they've been going up and down our road trimming all these trees out of the way and whatever, and then the first storm comes, it still knocks it out.
Yeah,
it's just they can't get every one of them.
It was weird too last weekend because it was nice outside.
Boy,
it was windy, but it was super nice.
Yeah.
We're like, man, it's really, and then the power goes out.
Yep.
You're like, what the fuck?
So, and it's probably gonna go out again tonight. But
yep, that's West Virginia.
That's West Virginia. That's
West Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what else about West Virginia?
What?
The number one comedy podcast in West Virginia.
It's what? It is. He hurt himself.
That hurt my elbow.
And
that's my elbow that's bad.
Yeah. The only reason I said that is because I pumped twice and hurt my elbow. You're probably going to pick up a crack on the mic.
Maybe.
Okay. So I have one more little story.
Okay.
It's quick.
It's called Working Off.
Yeah. It's called Working Off.
Yeah.
Which was.
So that's cool.
Something I came up with. But really, it's about jerking off.
I knew that.
Did you?
Anything with ing off.
Anything?
Anything. I mean, pick a thing.
Cranking.
Thinging off.
Beating.
Yep.
Thinging.
Anything.
Dicking. Cocking. Butting.
You can't find one that doesn't work.
It all works. Okay. Well, we...
The me
men,
and you?
Oh, man at work.
Okay. I thought you meant
we're
me
on
and
break.
You.
And we went to the restroom
together.
Right.
As a pack.
Yes.
Right.
And one of the guys opens up stall door number 2.
Okay. All right.
And somebody left a number 3 on the
toilet. I thought somebody was in there doing it.
No, somebody left a number 3 on the toilet seat.
On the seat.
Which is sperm.
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, they didn't.
They knew.
Okay, they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Because, you know, guys can do 3 things.
They figured it out.
One is,
they know what
do I have to keep
they know what one and two is, and we were talking about jerking off.
Okay, you said three is semen. Damn it. Okay. Yeah, all right, whatever.
But it was on the seat.
It was on the toilet seat at work.
I mean, in
the stall.
I get like I don't get, but you know, guys pee on the seat and they don't wipe it off. You know? But
yeah.
You spunk on a toilet seat
at work.
Wipe it off, dude.
At work?
I mean, sometimes you got to.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I mean, you got any hotties at work there?
Yeah, man.
Girls?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. My bad. I misunderstood.
Sorry.
But still, though.
You know.
Still.
Tell me you wouldn't.
If, oh, yeah, man.
If you worked with Ryan Reynolds, you wouldn't mess up a toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I would destroy that thing. I would clog it up. You would. I mean, because you still have to put the ass gasket on.
Oh, yeah.
Throw a bunch of toilet paper in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Those things piss me off.
I never use them.
I want to. But you know what?
It seems like it's a great idea.
But you know what always happens with the auto flushes? I get it all put on there. And when I turn around, it flushes and sucks the damn thing down in there. So I just pretend that it does that on purpose and it pulls all the stuff, germs and everything off and cleans the seat. So then I sit down.
It's perfect.
And I'm like, this is clean as a whistle.
Yeah, my whistle is clean as a whistle. But yeah, I just thought, dude, you got to go smack one around at work.
But think about how, like, I mean, people are probably in and out of that bathroom quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like
a lot.
Was he in there went like,
yeah,
with people doing it?
Maybe.
Or is he just really like, record time, dude?
I don't know.
Or he's just like, you know what? Here.
You know what? Fuck this place. Yeah,
fuck the janitor.
You know what's going to be hilarious? You know, it's always those guys that are like, it'll be real funny if I sucked your dick. It'd be hilarious. You're like, I guess
it'd be, I mean,
only one way to find out.
I guess it would be if you were good at it. It'd be real funny.
If you tried real hard,
I bet you won't play with really the
funny. You'd be really funny. If you did it like real good, like not ironically, like you know what I mean.
Yeah, you get it. Oh shit! All right, I think we've offended a lot of gay people this time.
Really?
Yeah,
we didn't say anything bad about them. It was all in good fun.
I think the first few minutes were
bad.
Fun for us.
Huh. I didn't pick up on it.
We'll see. I don't know. I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You let us know if it's too much.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean.
I really don't.
I don't know. So anyway, we appreciate you guys. If you've been here this long with us, I mean.
God bless.
One thing we haven't talked about is calling the show and leaving us a message. We haven't had a good voicemail in a while.
That's a nice graphic.
Thanks. I just made that. So call the show, 304-853-DUMB, and that is 853-3862. Leave us a message. We will play it on the air. We don't care how dumb it is.
Yep.
That's
like, please start doing this. We want to do like a dummy of the week.
We start getting more phone calls like that. We might do.
Play. Oh, dude, it'd be fantastic.
We might do a live on air call, like, calls during the show.
We got to get the old school like rotary phone hooked up. And we're just like, hello, randomest podcast.
Yep.
You answer one, I answer one.
Can I get the one that I hold up like this?
No.
Oh. Maggie, please dial it.
Didn't you have to like?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Ring, ring.
You had to crank start everything.
Oh, yeah. It was just like a noise thing that went through the line and told the operator like,
oh, to be like, oh,
plug it in here.
Yep, stick this in this.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk to Mrs. Johnson? Okay, hang on.
That had to be the worst job ever.
I mean, there was only 20 of them. I mean, like,
that's true.
You know, it was like all day just talking, listening to everybody's phone calls.
Oh, that part would be cool.
You know, just gossiping.
Yeah.
You know,
be cool.
I saw that on Little House on the Prairie.
Sweet.
I'm not even going to talk about the other thing that you can do. Yeah,
dude.
Because nobody does it.
Yeah, I was really hoping that, you know, you would cool down a little bit over these couple weeks.
I'm really mad. It's the easiest thing to do. It's electronic, you know?
Yeah.
Electronic mail.
I know, dude. I'm trying not
to. Email.
I'm trying
it's the randomness
at you.
Podcast at gmail.com if you want free shit. Just send your address. We'll send you stuff.
Just do it, please.
What I really want you to do is go out to the merch page, grab a shirt, grab the TRP hat, grab the tour shirt, which is the coolest one.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
And, you know, really helps out the show and really helps out our pocket book. We have a book of pockets.
Yeah.
So that's going to be all for this episode. And I think we did it justice.
We did it.
I think it was good. We came back strong.
We actually cried laughing.
We cried laughing.
That doesn't happen very often anymore.
The last time it happened, we weren't recording.
Yeah, and that was upsetting.
That was very upsetting.
But I can only think of maybe a handful of times
that we've really
where we had can't, to, almost, we can't continue.
Can't continue the show.
Okay.
And that was one of them, and we could have kept going. So, but anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks for stopping by, dummies. We'll see you next week.
Later.